For KZYX News, I'm Sherry Quinn. Word is out. The Mendocino County Board of Supervisors finally adopted the county's new medical cannabis cultivation regulations. The new changes take effect May 4, 2017, and will be carried out in three phases through January 1, 2020. Cultivation permits will be granted in 10 zoning districts. They include rural residential, upland residential, agricultural, timber production, and industrial. There are strict regulations for water use, where applicants must follow a stringent water documentation process. And in the second phase, new growers can apply for permits in industrial zones for indoor cultivation with the use of artificial light. There are exemptions to the ordinance. One is for qualifying patients with a valid medical marijuana card and for caregivers. These growers can cultivate on up to 100 square feet, and they can grow cannabis on that size of plot for up to 2 patients. These are just a few of the innumerable details in the ordinance that took a year to craft. Though there were many congratulatory comments to the supervisors for passing it, some growers at the meeting were not relieved. Jane Futcher, host of the Cannabis Hour, caught up with Jude Tillman, activist and co-founder of Dragonfly Wellness Center, for her reaction. Tillman said the ordinance is too nebulous and detailed many of her concerns.
And the fact that they've taken so long to work on this ordinance and then left out a large percentage of coastal cultivators is a real problem, and it does not bode well for the future of the other sectors, which have been completely, the poor stepchildren, which is what my big concern is. I mean, if people are going to grow the finest craft cannabis in the world, where are they going to take it to if we don't have laboratories and manufacturers and dispensaries with their particular permits and licenses in hand?
Tillman was also critical of the reliance on consultants and how that could impact small-scale cultivators.
And this notion that counties can just pay thousands and thousands of dollars to consultants who will come in and tell them all the money they can make off of the cannabis industry, when the whole history of this country has been about local and city and county and state government opening their arms to new industries that will bring in economic development and job growth, and giving them breaks on labor laws, breaks on environmental regulations, tax-free zones, all of the things that counties and other counties around us with the cannabis industry are doing, whether you're looking at the open arms policy of Humboldt County or the more reasonable policies in Sonoma County. Mendocino County is acting in a greedy and short-sighted way. Greedy in the sense that they take the hint from these consultants that they've hired that they should levy permits and taxes. AI is an egregious example. It's a horrific example of how patients are going to suffer, because Measure AI, which passed last November and was sponsored by the Board of Supervisors, is going to enact a 5% of gross sales tax on cultivators and dispensaries. Who gets a 5% gross tax? No other small business gets that. The wine industry doesn't get it. Everybody I've mentioned this to is appalled. How are you supposed to stay alive? So greedy in the sense of high taxes, high permit fees, lots of taxes, and then short-sighted in the sense that if the small farmers, the small entrepreneurs, the small dispensaries, and people who are trying to make a living and really enact some economic development in Mendocino County with regard to all the sectors of the cannabis industry, if they go down the toilet, Do the people that are sitting in this room and the Board of Supervisors or any of their staff think that they're really going to get rid of cannabis in Mendocino County? No. There are sharks and vultures circling the air, smelling blood in the water, and you get rid of all the small craft cannabis cultivators and entrepreneurs who are trying to make Mendocino their home to create a robust, thriving, and cross-sectoral industry that really contributes to the community in many, many ways. All those people, you hurt them, and you think these big guys aren't going to come in. When the folks from outside the county and outside the state come in and they are so lawyered up and they've got so much money to burn, these guys won't be able to hit them. And we will have lost the greatest heritage that we have, the Emerald Triangle's finest quality craft cannabis in the world. We will have lost all of that, because they will destroy our soil with chemical nutrients and pesticides, and they will begin to create crap volume pot. And that's how they make their money.
Futcher also talked to Ashley Oldham, longtime county resident and a cannabis farmer.
Well, I think having flexibility is really huge, and I also think making sure we don't lose our momentum. The only ordinance that's being passed right now is for cultivation, and I think it is equally and crucially important to include all the other permit types, being processing, manufacturing, transportation, distribution. It's a full circle that we have to encompass, and leaving one of those out makes our system break.
On the KZYX show, The Cannabis Hour, on April 6, Supervisor John McCowan talked to host Jane Futcher about some of the biggest changes in the new ordinance, like sunset provisions, exceptions, and overlay zones. He also addressed a coastal zone ordinance and said he was frustrated at the delay there as well. You can hear the entire show on the KZYX website. Just click on the jukebox tab. The Department of Agriculture is hosting two workshops with other agencies to assist cultivators in the application process on April 19 and 20 in Laytonville, Willits, Ukiah, and Fort Bragg. You must register by this Friday, April 14. For more information, call 707-234-6830. Sherry Quinn, KZYX News.